With the bye week over, the team turns its full attention to this week's matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's head coach Rob Chizinski with more.
Okay, good morning. Good to get back to work. I think after about the third trip to the grocery store this weekend, I was ready to get back myself. We had a good, productive bye week. Players and coaches had a chance to get a break and re-energize. Had a chance to study ourselves internally and work to improve in those areas, whether it was personnel, scheme, from a technique standpoint, all those things we've had a chance to work on this week. Also got a chance to get started on Cincinnati and look at them with some initial game plan thoughts. Obviously, the game yesterday was a great game, the Baltimore-Cincinnati game. Typical AFC North-type game, physical, hard-fought, down to the wire in a real defensive battle. As I said, we've shifted our focus to Cincinnati. They're an outstanding team, very talented. They're leading the division, and we're excited to play them. It's going to be a great challenge for us, especially being on the road. One thing I did have to report from an injury standpoint, that will put Quentin Groves on IR at this point. And I'll open it for questions now. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Good to go. He's full speed in practice.
Just the ankle never got right, or what was the issue with
him? Yeah, just the ankle. The ankle. He had some. He's going to have surgery on it either later this week or next week.
Oh, speaking of that, Travis Benjamin had his surgery.
Travis has not yet.
You know when that will be either.
At some point this week. We'll announce it when we get to that point.
So I take it you didn't get away from football on the weekend, though, despite the trips to the grocery store. Did you watch a lot?
Watched a little bit. Had my iPad with me, loaded up with Cincinnati tape and our cut-ups as well, and spent some time here in the office. I actually can get more done when nobody's around than when a lot of people are here.
How do you think you're different as a team, Chud, than in the first game you played against the Bengals?
Well, I think we're different in a lot of ways. I think that as coaches, we have a better grasp of our guys and understanding them, what we do. I think our guys have a better grasp of what we're trying to do from a system standpoint. Obviously, there's some different faces, most notably the quarterbacks different. I think that we're playing better football. I think we've improved from the beginning of the season and certainly from that game, as I'm sure they feel they have as well.
Were you watching the Cincinnati game live yesterday for the Hail Mary?
I didn't see the whole game live. I saw parts of it. I did see that, that particular play.
Do you think the fact that they lost and now you're close to them gives the players, your players, an extra boost heading to the Sunday and then the last seven games?
I really don't. I don't see a difference in our guys. I think that as we've done all season long, they've been focused on the game that they're playing. I think the guys have seen that, we can play with anybody if we're on top of our game and doing the things we need to do and taking care of ourselves. And I think that they're excited about playing. That's what I see them.
John, I know you can't speak to this because you've only been here for three or four of these games, but in general terms, what's it take to win on the road in the NFL?
This team hasn't been very good on the road in the NFL for a while.
What do you think it's going to take for this team going down the stretch to play better on the road?
It takes a great focus to win on the road. And, it's a mentality of a business mentality when you go on those trips. I think that you have to go and play a full team game, and that's, where we're at. Your offense, defense, special teams have to play well together. You don't get the added boost of the crowd and the energy that a crowd brings to you, but I think that if the guys, it takes an extra focus to win on the road.
Chuck, much of this season is being compared to 07, number of wins, biggest games since, and all that. What are your recollections of that game 15 in Cincinnati last year? The Browns needed that game to win, to get to the playoffs, and the Browns came up short. Do you recall that game much?
Yeah, you're talking in that year. You said last year. You're talking about the 07 year, yeah. No, it was a game that that we needed to win, and we're not able to win. Certainly, that was a disappointment for us and for me. And you know, one of those games that you'll always remember.
As I recall, it was a windy day, and DA threw a lot of passes that day. Was that a learning experience for you as a play caller?
Well, I think every experience is a learning experience. You know, that particular day, you know, again, we did what we felt like and what I felt like we needed to do to win and in that case. And sometimes they work and sometimes it doesn't.
Do you talk playoffs when you address the team at all?
We talk about our goals, you know, but more specifically and most of the time we talk about what we need to do right here and now because that's the thing that you can control. All the other things... you know, people talk about all the different scenarios and you start get caught up in those things and you miss out on the present. And so we're really focusing on the present.
Coach, as you wrapped up practice today and you take the time to look back, what did this bye week do for you, your coaches, and the players mentally as well as physically?
Well, we talked about coming back on, you know, today, on Monday, being stronger and being hungrier. And re-energized, and I think that the guys used this as an opportunity to do that. It's not a vacation; it's more an opportunity to get ourselves better. And I think they had the right mindset all week long.
Is there a new message you delivered that is kind of the restart of the rest of the season today, other than just looking a game at a time? Was there anything new as they collected back that you told them?
You know, just approaching it that we hit the halfway point of the season, basically, with this break being like a halftime. And now we have to play well in the second half. And, you know, it starts, again, our same approach with this game and you know, playing them one at a time.
What was kind of the thinking behind bringing him in, and what did you think of his speech?
Well, as part of the NFL, we have to have it's mandatory to have a presentation to the guys. And Michael's doesn't typically do those presentations, but I think just the message that he can relay as a former player, as a guy who's gone through a lot of ups and downs in his own career and his own life, a guy who has seen and started with a team that wasn't winning and went through the process of winning and becoming a champion, that he had a lot to bring to the table for our guys and be able to talk to them in a way and share his experiences. And those experiences I felt like would help.
Do you like the fact that he's kind of taken Josh and Greg under his wing a little bit? He talked about mentoring them some.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, Michael, with the success he's had, you know, everybody knows and can see, you know, the success, a Hall of Fame guy, a Hall of Fame receiver, as competitive of a person as you've ever met in your life. You know, any time that that a guy like that I know our guys look up to takes that kind of interest in him, I think is positive.
Do you stay in touch with him at all? In the locker room, so we have time for just a couple more.
Have you stayed in touch with him? I know you, of course, played with him.
I have through the years. Yeah.
Hey, Chad, you know, sometimes bye weeks can be a nervous time for a head coach with the phone ringing and all that. Just to get it on record, did everyone come back fine? Did you get any calls during the weekend concerning the team?
I didn't get any concerning calls. Everybody was out here today and appears to be ready to roll.
Last question, please.
How's the loss of Groves affect you guys on special teams, and he's a captain, and then that rotation at outside linebacker?
Yeah, Quentin's a valuable part of our team and a valuable part of the leadership on our team. And so, you know, obviously we're disappointed in him but it's you know, the best thing right now to you know, get that fixed and corrected. And, you know, we'll have to have other guys step up, whether it's on special teams or whether it's on defense and on the outside backer rotation and some of the things that he's doing from that standpoint.